Hello everyone and welcome to the Hobbled Goblin Podcast. My name is Brad. I have played such characters such as Ailiu, the Arcanist and Cleric. I have also played Bashachutz Askachon and Dal, Summoner. And then I also played Tussaius, I've been through a few characters, haven't I? And now I'm playing Milintika, the Fire and Air... kineticist?
Also known as...
John T. Volcanus.
Yeah, so...
Destroyer of worlds!
Yeah, you go through.
Wow, I've got a bit of a graveyard. So when I get my fifth character death, do I get a gold star?
You get a beer.
Oh, God, that's hard for enough.
Yeah, you better not die.
I'm okay with this. Anyway, if you would love to chat to us and find out about all the different character concepts that I've come up with and how they all end up dying,
because Liam
definitely has it out for me, feel free to join us at our Discords, our Twitter, our Instagram, our OnlyFans, and Facebook, and we'll see you all later on. Anyway, back to our regularly scheduled podcast.
OnlyFans is at Bear Hunters. Oh, my God. OnlyFans have ats? Is that a thing?
Sorry, wait. Can you spell that for me?
Get the gist.
Okay, anyway. Guys, and welcome to episode 90 of the Hobbled Goblin Podcast. Apparently, these guys have set up a OnlyFans just for Brad and his bear hunters.
Yeah, but you're the main. You're the main. Display.
You're the meat.
Brad and I are the meat, and I assume
who's the bread?
Papa Jonty Bear, and Papa Bear, and Baby Cub.
Jonty and Adam. Are
so Jonty being otter.
The sandwiches.
He's a twink.
Yeah, I'm pretty twinky.
Yeah, I'm a bit of an otter.
I mean, Brad and I have been hit on enough times by bears that at this point in time, we probably would be the meat. Let's be honest.
Look, we've got all your bases covered. Look out for our calendar in your mailbox soon.
It's going to be 11 months of Jonty and then the rest of us on December. That's all it's going to be.
But Jonty's like lying down horizontally in front of all of our private parts. He's on full display as per usual. He looks okay with this.
I've done worse.
I can think of worse calendars.
I need an adult.
Just wait till you see this calendar.
Speaking of terrible ideas, Charmaine bought another beer this week.
Yeah.
Let me just open it while she tells us what it is.
So this is by... Ooh, you just splashed. The Brewing Co. It is called The Omen. And it's an oatmeal stout.
Sounds like a great one for this episode.
Exactly. I buy them themed for the death. Episode because it's winter and I love these stouts.
Winter in Australia? I just want to say, remember American listeners.
It's still shorts and t-shirt weather.
Well, it's autumn.
Okay, so we still are in shorts and t-shirts, but remember that you guys have summer. We have winter when you have summer.
Yeah, and it's like, what, still freaking like 18 degrees at night. It's not even... Sorry, I don't know what that is in American. It's not cold.
It's all right. You know what it is in real degrees.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really am.
I don't think it's ever really... Like, I don't...
It's good.
A real question. Like, who actually rugs up here in the winter?
Me.
Yeah. Did you not see the giant leather jacket I brought with me?
I don't think I put on... I think I put on jeans once last year because I was like, oh, it's like 8 degrees.
I put them on when I'm going out. Hence but I don't put them on for warm.
Hence why you two are the main stars of our bears.
Touche.
Yeah, our winter calendar is just us in t-shirts and shorts going, come at.
Well, sometimes you ask me, like, what's your style? And I'm like, my style is clothed enough not to get put in jail.
My style is clothed enough not to sweat.
This calendar's sounding better and better. Yeah. Isn't it?
So basically, me and the Borat style. Yeah. Mankini.
Mankini.
Mankini's all right.
Who shaves anyway?
Banana hammock?
Oh, yeah.
Honey butt.
Speaking of banana hammocks, on the plane of Axis.
Oh, shit.
We go to a very strange, bored-looking old man, completely white, with a single riddle that continually spirals around his body.
Riddle?
Yeah. As it spins around in front of his eyes and around his arms and hands, we see a weird manifestation of a creature who should have never been here. An old Samsaran. And this riddle continues to dance across his skin. He sits in the lotus position on the highest point of Axis.
Is that like the lowest point because it goes downwards?
Axis, not Duskfeather.
Oh, we've moved. We've upgraded.
After having escaped Norgorba's grasp, not really escaped, being let go, he has climbed his way through the towers of Duskfeather to the bottom of Dusk Fathom slash
top.
The bottom, top yeah. of Dusk Fathom slash the bottom of Axis, and since climbed his way to the top tower of Axis. And he sits in a contemplative, meditative state on one of the highest towers, looking over everything in front of him. Just staring at this riddle as it twists and turns and moves through his arms and legs and across his body around him. And it's such a simple question. Who am I?
Oh, there's going to be how many roads does a man walk down?
I mean, 42. We all know the answer. But all it is repetitive question. Just, who am I?
Go on.
Who am I? Who am I?
24601?
Ali sits there at the top of this tower, staring across everything that's happening in front of him. He stares down below. He sees a shadowy figure across the street in front of him, walking towards this giant cathedral of Abadar that stands before him. It dwarfs the structures around him, and this being, the shadows, cling to him. As he walks up the promenade towards the cathedral. As he gets closer, Ilya realizes this being is much taller than the normal petitioners around him. Their skin tattooed in these swirling motes of inquisition and riddles. And as he goes a step inside the cathedral, this being turns back, clad in this shadow and darkness, looks directly at him, so far away on this towering spire, gives him a small salute, and this glint of recognition, as he sees the smile of the Forever Man, as he steps back and backwards through the doors into the cathedral and closes them behind him. He looks down at his hand and he sees this swirling question. Who are you? Meanwhile, back at the temple of Demogorgon,
yes.
The four party members have just swung open the doors, these copper doors, into this dark, open cathedral of their own. There is a fire pit in front of them, risen off the ground. Above that fire pit, there is these two small slave children chained on what looks like a winch above this roaring fire. Behind them stands a large 20 foot tall statue of Demogorgon.
The map is really, really cool.
So, yes.
The statue's on that thing.
Yes. On the pedestal behind, there we go.
Okay.
There is a statue of Demogorgon. It's centralized. Mm. There is a statue of Demogorgon.
Looks a lot like a pterodactyl for some reason.
Yeah. In our maps.
Can I quickly touch Callista and put a trick on her?
Everyone needs to run me an initiative roll.
Oh, wowie! Bam, 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 bam.
Ooh. Who still has tricks on them?
Oh my gosh, I rolled pretty good.
I'm still tricky.
Everyone but Callista.
That's okay. That's okay, I don't need it anyway.
Well, for once,
I'm 20.
Well, yeah, I got a 21 because he
29.
Put tricks
on
me.
Marcelo, quick off the mark. 21 for Tarok.
19.
Ooh.
Hi, I'm going to shoot. She has a high.
I have plus 7.
I have plus 2.
Bodes well. We're going to win this guy.
What?
He gave me plus 2 trick, so it's 6 plus 2. It's 8, actually. Plus 8, so that's 19. Yeah, not 19, but it's plus 8 all up.
Oh. I move last. I'm too shocked.
Yeah, I have to open doors. I took a trait for initiative. That's what I am.
Right.
I don't just have that naturally.
Reactionary.
Melon ticket. Yeah. Sorry, I went to call it volcanoes.
yes.
Well, that's terrifying. Anyway.
Yeah, we did well. Guys, well done.
You're not going to help.
We're all ready for once. God.
But in the surprise round. So,
what? Surprise round.
We did. Fair enough.
I'm going to say, all around you, you just hear the same sound you heard last week.
Damn monkeys. Yep, monkeys.
Yep. So, on the surprise round, you can watch as like the chain goes up to the roof, mm-hmm. goes down to a wall thing that suddenly goes loose.
Oh.
And all you see is as the chain starts dropping blazing fire of the children, Marcello.
Oh my god.
Which wall is the chain connected to?
It is connected to the eastern wall.
Holy cow.
Where?
Right in the middle.
Okay, there. Okay. Cool.
It's pretty far.
Yeah. Oh my god. Ah! Okay, I touch Callista and I put a trick on her as my standard action, and then I just start running towards the chain.
How far can you run?
30 meters.
One, two, four.
I stand by.
Six?
Yeah.
All right. So you run forward. The kids are like slowly as the chain like unwinds. They're slowly lowering. They are 30 feet above the fire right now. They are. Taro.
Are there any other entities in this?
Not that you can see.
Space.
Mm-hmm. Love that phrase.
Yeah.
Entities. Not anxious at all.
Sick. All right. In that case, if I can't see any entities. I will follow suit. I will charge up behind Marcello. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. And I will step out of the way. Because, actually, before I do that, I'm just going to grab the prayer bead, vinyl prayer, and extract bless from it. So.
Where you stand?
From here. From where I started. Standard action. Bless.
30 foot.
5, 10, 15, yeah. 20, all right, 25,
so you'll 30. Catch it, everyone, apart from the kids, obviously.
Yeah.
Sorry, and what spell was that?
So it's bless. So it's plus one to attacks and some bonus to saves.
You all feel just. This is like.
Yeah, plus one morale bonus on attack rolls and saving throws against fear effects.
Nice.
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 All right.
All right.
Taro.
Just did his turn.
And that's it. Done. And I run up there and stop.
Oh, no. That was his turn.
Oh.
Seemingly out of nowhere,
this
creature appears next to you and just starts wailing on you. The same monkey that beat the absolute living shit out of Callista in the camp.
Oh, fuck.
It seems to stand even like slightly taller than you and just comes down on you with like both fists and like looks to like tries to bite you as well. All right. First one, which is going to be its bite attack, is going to be against your flat-footed.
Yep. Flat-footed? Oh, you can that a blue.
It was invisible.
And he gets a plus two as well, remember, because it's visible.
Yep. So that's going to be a 29 hit.
That definitely hits.
Cool. Okay. It's going to be a total 7 points damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to bring its first claw down on you. Ooh, 27 hits.
Hits.
Second claw, even higher. And it's going to get its gore attack on you as well with its tusks. Nat 20.
Oh no!
It's only a natural 12 to hit, so that's only going to be a 27.
Yeah.
Sorry, 24. 24.
Yep, definitely hits. Fuck, I was meant to do so much more fucking prep than this. I didn't think the fucking stupid children. I have so much ready for this. But I went to save the dumb kids, even though I'm slow and dumb. Goodbye.
So it's 10 plus. Sorry, not 10. Yeah, 10 plus 5 plus. It's a gore, so it's only 1d4, but it's a crit, so it's going to be 3, 6 plus 8 is 14 points of damage to him.
Plus the other damages?
Okay, I've already got that one. So I got the
plus
first one.
Plus is a named creature.
Yeah, but you didn't do the claws. You just...
No, I did.
Yeah, he did. He did 10, 5, and... 14.
There's no strength that doubles on that?
No, no, I already... No, no, the claws were not doubled. It was only the one last one that was... Like, it was a 10, so it was only the gore that was a crit. A 1 and a 4. The gore was a... Was
Bad.
Doubled.
He did.
I did.
Okay.
He did, just let him DM.
More importantly, I just realized I did the gore with the named creature without doubling it because it was a crit generator.
Oh boy.
Yep.
And as it kind of rips its tusks out of you, you start bleeding from the wound.
Fuck. How much bleed?
1d6 per round.
Oh.
But it's okay. It's Melantica's turn.
Tarok, that's not good. How far are the kids from the ground?
30.
Right now, they are 25 feet.
25?
And how fast do they look like they're dropping?
They're about 5 feet per round.
Oh, we're like 5
but
rounds.
But you can also see... You can also see that weird, like, air, like, distortion about 15 feet above the giant flames of this huge brazier. Obviously not represented by the miniature we have.
So you mean that 15 feet above they'll start burning?
Probably.
Cool.
You assume that lesser skin than yours will probably start melting.
I look at Calista. Do you want me to help Tarok get the kids?
Damn you, foul fiend!
Calista's not going to respond. That's... Fuck. Because that's how... Fucking hell. That's how Vashek died. By helping the captured people.
Yeah!
Calista, what do you want?
She just stutters.
Die!
She's lost as well.
Am I not speaking your tongue? Let me roll a D100. I got a 6. I didn't think... I guess high will be the thing in the air. I'm going to try and help Tarok.
But I guess you're still a community-focused person.
Yeah, but I can also see they've got a few rounds.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I'll move into the room. Plus, I have to be closer to do what I'm going to do anyway. And then I will, as I'm running in, like, put some fire down into my hand and pow, fling it at the monkey. Die, monkey. I'm probably going to need that plus one bless. 17 touch AC?
Barely.
Cool. Does it have spell resistance?
Yes.
Cool. I need to overcome spell resistance. That's not great. What level are we again? Level 8. It's only 13.
No.
Yeah, I don't hurt it then.
So you throw the blast of air, I'm assuming.
Fire. I did fire this time.
Blast of fire at it, and it just, like, this creature doesn't even seem to, like, notice it.
Yeah, no, I rolled fucking 5, so.
Calista.
Calista's gonna run to the ape.
You can see the chain is behind it, technically.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And she needs to go past it. And I can get there easily with my 50 foot of movement. I can stand right next to it over there. Damn it, Marcel, move your dagger. Fucking minis. There you go. And I'm gonna give it a punch. Mm-hmm. Ooh, 27 to hit. It's. I rolled a 1 for damage. I can't even math right now. 9. 6, 7, 8, 9. 9.
9 points of damage total?
9 points of damage total.
Yep. Cool. That's it. Ouch. Do your punches count as anything?
They count as magic, cold iron, silver. Yeah.
That made a difference.
Yeah. I thought cold iron, was like, baby.
I was like, unless
I accidentally use up all my key points, it will continue to do that.
Cool.
So if I run out of key points,
didn't count as cold iron, that punch would have meant nothing.
Yep.
And you know there isn't lightning.
Yep. You know yeah.
This giant monkey's appeared next to you, beat the absolutely living shit out of Marcelo.
Tarok.
No, sorry, Tarok.
I'm fine.
You're fine.
Alright, well, I don't think I'm not close enough to do what I wanted to do, but I still want to get to that chain. What kind of acrobatics check do I need to make to get through that space?
Oh my god.
His square?
An acrobatics.
You need to be here CMD.
Plus five for his
plus five to go through his skin. The giant ape with huge forearms.
Go around
bigger
him.
Than the rocks.
I'm too slow to go around.
Like
him.
That's basically that's the Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin's son standing there in front of you. Like their love child. And you want to
but
move
it's
through it.
Additive
square.
Love child.
Yeah.
Yeah, additive enough. Love child.
Additive love child. Well, okay, fair enough. I heard these things speaking common before. I'm just going to flick down my goggles then as a swift action. Well, like, I heard these things speaking. It's fine. They can be affected by mind affecting. Yeah, swift action, I stare at it, and I'm just going to cast forbid action. Make it stop attacking. Keep your hands to yourself, you damn monkey.
Yeah, I guess that's a thing that possibly could happen.
It'll be. It has to be the will save of 18.
I feel like I'm going to fail this.
You better.
Yes!
Yeah! I failed.
Huzzah!
I rolled a 3.
Hey.
Woo!
Woo!
So it's going to stop attacking.
Yeah, it can't attack for one.
Keep his hands to yourself.
Okay.
What about his legs?
Alright, Tarok.
Sick.
Does other people attacking it break that?
No.
It's one round.
Ooh.
I mean, you can say it can't understand common, but...
All right. It can.
It does.
It can understand.
All right, so I rolled my bleed die.
Oh, my God.
Six.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Cool. It's a nice...
choice of bleed damage.
Oh, fucking shit. Hell.
It's a nice picture.
Mm-hmm.
That nice?
It is a nice picture, isn't it? I like my picture dice. No. Ow, ow. Tarok is fucking smarting. He's going to... I'm going to... Callista, hold him down for a second. I need to fix myself. I'm going to actually. I don't know. He can't attack. I don't know what's going on there. Marcel's got some sort of magic on him, but
yeah, you're gonna step out of the way and let Millen take all the punches.
Well, no. What I'm gonna do is I am going to actually. I've just bled. So yeah, I'm going to here. I'm gonna cast defensively because I don't know this thing's not beating me up right now. Well, I know. Did I see Marcelo's magic take hold?
We forgot to do spell resistance, but I rolled an 18 to beat it.
Fail.
No, as in I rolled an 18.
Oh.
Okay.
I thought you meant total. I didn't
do the maths after rolling. So
there's a concentration check of 34 work for her.
just barely.
Probably will do.
All right, so that's a cure serious.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, it's going to take me a while to add up because I'm dumb. So 10, 15 plus 8 is 23. Half of 23 would be 11. So
34.
34. 34. 34. Yeah. Nice.
Cool. All right.
And I move action, whip up my cloak.
Good idea. It's its turn, first and foremost. As the chain lowers further, they're now 20 feet away from the fire pit. This creature can't attack. 5 foot step back. Touches a small jewel on its chest.
I 5 foot step with it.
Yeah, step up.
Once per day, as part of the war kilt of Saren Rae.
Oh, that's cool as shit.
Is it a large creature then?
No, it's medium sized.
Oh, is it?
In one of these squares, but it's not really. Where does it go?
Because it would have been there.
It was right next to us.
Yeah.
So it would have, like, 5 foot stepped away from both of you. Diagonal.
Yeah.
Mm.
I 5 foot step up with it. Get back here, you dirty fiend! I know what you are.
Damn dirty ape! Come on,
damn dirty ape!
So it's gonna cast. Ooh, it might not get this defensively. No, it's not going to.
So if it's casting defensively, you don't get to attack it.
Yeah, no, it's defensive.
It wouldn't have cast defensively. It would have just tried to cast it, not knowing.
Even when I step straight up. No, it failed the defensive cast.
No. You know what? Take your swing.
No, it failed its defensive cast. I'm probably not going to hit it. That's like a 19 to hit or some shit.
That's
20, so yeah.
Oh boy.
Like, it would have seen him following him because it did the 5 foot step and
so
then hit it.
Its spell didn't go off, it was like trying to focus.
Yes, I wouldn't have hit it. I wouldn't have tried to hit
so
it anyway.
You miss. It, you take a swing as it steps backwards, but the spell
isn't that cool?
Doesn't work either. yeah, but the kids are close to the fire though. Mm-hmm. Mill and Tigger.
Callista, get in there.
Want me to get the kids for you?
Yes!
Wait! I am going to launch myself through the air. And grab the kids on the way through. Because they're 20 foot up, you said, right? Mm. So I'm just going to straight over.
With your burning arm?
They'll take a little bit of damage if I hold on to them. It's not that much.
He's about to burn your kids.
And
I can
suppress
it.
I can suppress it. So That's okay. I just, as a swift action, suppress it. And then launch myself through the air, as long as they don't hold on to the flaming arm.
The problem is the chain's wrapped around them.
Yeah, but the chain is also in free fall, which means I might just hang on to the chain.
No, it's attached. The chain is attached lowering. To
Yeah, but like I'll pull them out the way.
The chain is attached to a winch. It's still attached, and it's moving slowly downwards, but it's still attached. You will grab them and swing them like a pendulum.
Yeah, that's better than nothing for now. Like if I can pendulum. Swing them out of the way of the fire.
No, you will swing them for a second until you swing back the other way. The chain is attached, Brad.
You're not knocking them off the chain.
I cannot express how much you can't untie a chain by Superman tackling people out.
Can I melt the chain?
That's not how comic books work.
Can I melt the chain?
You need to grab the chain and hang on.
I don't like my climb skill. Fine then, I guess I'll go for the monkey.
But I'm just saying, like, that's not a feasible option right now when they're attached by a chain.
You know what? Fuck it, let's do this. I don't know that it can't hit us, but I think this is something that I would do. Right, I'll keep it busy. You get the kids. And I am going to run serve the monkey and try and grab it.
Okay. No attack opportunity.
It can't. And I do have improved grapple.
Yep.
Oh, that's fucking not great. 22.
No.
Yeah, didn't think so. Gosh, I try to grab the monkey. I don't.
And the monkey just holds you out. Like you hold a three-year-old out when they try and windmill punch you in the face. You're like, no. Callista.
Look, I'm banking on the fact it doesn't know that not to grab
the monkey. The monkey has moved out of the way. I can actually just walk past it to the, and I grab the chain.
It's going to punch you in the way.
Through. Yep.
It can't.
It can.
It's one round, and it's till Zonti's turn. Attack. It can't make
I'm just going to walk. Yeah, Calista's going to walk straight through. She doesn't care. And I grab the chain to hold it wherever it is.
Right. Yep.
Is that one hand or two hands?
Is it just like a stop?
You can you're pretty strong.
Can I crank it? Or like,
because it's
can I lock
it's
it?
On a pulley.
Then I would lock it back.
I think you could technically do it. It will require this entire turn to do it.
Yep.
If anything moves past you, you can't make an attack opportunity.
Yep, that's fine.
Penalize you with that fact. Mm-hmm. But you could technically lock the winch with the kids 20 feet above the fire.
No,
I would like to lock the winch 20 feet.
Slow roasting the kids.
Yeah.
Smoking the kids.
Okay. Doable. Marcelo. The monkey seems to have backed away. Stop punching people.
So it has.
And now I'm flanking.
But again, all in the way, all in the background, all you hear is the arm is still going off.
I'm kind of scared by that. And everyone else, so Callista's trapped the kids.
For now.
Yeah, maybe we should just keep taking out this monkey. I'm just going to throw a mage hand. I'm going to stare at this big monkey and throw a mage hand at it. Force punch. 26 to hit.
Ooh.
Touch or...
is the force punch a range touch attack? Yeah, I think it is.
Hits?
Yeah.
Anyway, but I just wanted to ask.
just wanted to be sure. That's fair enough. So that'll be 2 force damage.
Two cheesy
damage. Plus... that'll be plus... 11 precision.
Fucking hell.
11 so cheesy. Precision and 2 bleed.
God damn.
Yeah, boy.
Alright. Take that. So you just throw your fist at it and somehow you like nick it enough to make it bleed as well.
Right in the eye.
Forbid action, 1 round, right?
Just 1 round. And then I'm going to move backwards after punching it. Just to see if anything's coming up this corridor we came in.
All you can hear is the echoes. Tarok.
I don't like this position. But look at me, you dirty ape.
That's
come
fine.
Come at
then.
Me.
Compel alacrity. Get out of that tower if you want to.
Oh, I mean, I just don't like it's been well. Stuck up in here. Thank you.
Whatever.
I don't want to take it, but...
You said you didn't like your position.
I did say I didn't like my position. So if I compel alacrity... I'm just going to fuck everything up, though.
Just do it.
That's all right.
Yeah. Just do it.
You don't even have to use it.
Ooh, just go here and flank it.
Yeah.
He's already flanked.
You don't have to use it if you don't want to. But
I don't have to use it. No, I'm not going to.
Be careful what you say next time.
I'm holding down.
I mean,
our position in general, Marcelo.
Fucking liars.
We're all boxed up against the wall. And I am going to once more cast defensively. I'm going to cast 7-level skill. And I failed. Fuck. No, no, I don't, because it's 15 plus twice the spell level, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't so. I can't fail. Well, no, actually, I can. No, no, second level 4, I can't fail.
Yeah, you need 19. What'd you get?
I got 22.
Fuck yeah.
I have 20 plus 20 in my concentration. Yeah.
That's right, because of the cloak thing.
The cloak.
Yeah. The tunic. 19.
So I cast Iron Skin on myself.
Oh, baby.
Boy.
I am a shield for the weak and pathetic.
Alright, here we go.
Yeah, I think it's its turn. I'm trying to grapple it.
I haven't used any movement. I'm not going to use any movement because I've got no move actions to do. That's me, yeah.
Alright. Looking at Tarok.
Liam, my mage hand missed it. Also has spell resistance to that. I'm impotent. As shit.
Okay, so it didn't do any damage.
No damage.
Yeah, I don't like spell resistance.
Yeah, neither do I.
Spell resistance.
Sorry. All right, so I didn't do
what
anything.
What is that?
This creature is going to...
Something dumb.
Hammer, shit! Hammer its way away at... Can't do anything.
Come on, bitch!
At Tarok, and I realized I was using the wrong stat block last
time.
But it's all right. This one's damaged is much more.
Watch him hit me every time, Calista.
I mean, there's three people adjacent to it.
Yeah. Oh, well, if you don't want the speed, then I'll give you the mirrors.
Calista hasn't attacked it. You didn't even touch it. Tarok's the thing closest person who's actually done to damage.
And has been yelling at it.
Have you hit it? He hasn't hit it, has he?
I'm helping Tarok. There's three mirror images as well, just in case.
Yeah, nice!
But now Tarok has no more chance. Right,
because that was a 33 to hit, so that's good. So let's see if it was...
It has to get in the middle.
The one in three.
Yeah.
33 to 66.
Same.
65.
Gets it.
You should have stayed high.
That's fine. You just keep your images.
It's a good thing. Yeah, value.
All right. So the damage for this, and this is just a D6, by the way. 18 points of damage.
Wow. Potatoes.
I did think its damage was a little low last time.
Yeah. Let's do the two claws together. We got to... Yeah. Okay. Oh, actually, the
18 points of damage.
The four might not hit. That's only a total of 19, so that's a miss, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Your skin is iron.
But yeah. The 30 is going to hit.
Probably, yeah.
All right, so maybe. Let's...
Same again.
You want to go middle again?
How much did the 19 miss by?
No, more than 5.
Okay, sweet. So
you're 26 or something, right? Yeah.
25 right now.
25, solid.
80 exactly. So one of your images is...
Whoosh, wink.
Okay. Yeah. Very lucky.
Does it have a gore or not?
No, that was apparently the last creature, but it's fine. That worked last time for me.
What's that?
Absolutely love it.
They're demons, right? He grows a horn one round.
One round happens.
It was just copying.
The kids have stopped rolling. Millipigo.
Copied our tusks.
And at 5 foot steps to not be flanked. The statue's there.
Yeah, there is nowhere for it to 5 foot where it cannot be flanked.
Well, it goes behind Calista.
Yeah, no, what's Calista?
It stands next to Calista.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm.
This fucking mini's so big.
It is a big boy.
Chunky monkey.
Big boy.
Well, I should take a photo right
big
now.
Big boy.
Cool.
Yeah. It's going to be a good photo that we don't never put up on our Discord.
Yeah. But it's on my phone. It's on my phone. You can.
Cool.
PM
I'm
me.
Going to lob a burning blast at it and hope I get past spell resist this time. It definitely hits because I rolled higher than the hit last time. But come on, spell resist. 15 plus 8 is 23. Fuck yeah. Make me a reflex save. Roll low.
It's going to fail.
I mean, probably not. 27.
Fuck you. I've never lived in...
How can it move so quickly with those tiny legs? 19.
Because it's got its huge arms, bro.
But it's got tiny legs.
It doesn't use its legs. It uses giant forearms.
They're just redundant appendages that it drags around.
21 damage.
That evolution.
Yeah, that's the legs. Atrophy.
21
legs.
Fire damage. So
fire damage.
Yeah, I know.
Cool.
And I'm going to 5 foot step closer to it. So I'm up in its grill again.
Ooh. All right.
Keeping pressure.
All right. Keep that pressure down. And it's my
turn.
It's
Calista's
turn, sorry. You've locked off the...
All right, excellent. Winch. I turn around and face this piece of shit. So the winch is exactly where I'm at,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Not a square across, just right there.
Right there.
God, fucking hell.
That's all right. If you were to step away, this creature could easily just step away.
I know. We'll stay there. Okay, yeah, kids are safe for now. I'm going to full round the whole... We'll be fine. Oh, yeah. First hit, natural 17. So that's a 29 to hit.
It's going
to
hit.
My hammer blow. No lightning. Oh, double eight. 16,
16,
plus a 6, 22, plus 2, 24.
Jesus Christ.
24 punches. Ooh. I smack
cold
it
iron
across its face.
So good.
Yep.
Fuck you! And I
damn,
try
son,
to punch again.
Beat
that's
it right in the face.
That's a 3, so that's not going to... A 15's not going to hit. My elbow. Ooh. Like an 18 to hit.
No.
All right. It's like one big punch across
one
the face.
Punch.
Yahoo!
It's a solid punch, though.
It is a solid punch. Marcel, you see them laying waste. There is nothing coming.
There's
down
nothing
the
coming down the corridor. Okay, cool. So I turn back around and move back within 30 feet.
Well, the monkeys can teleport.
Of the monkey,
they'll just teleport in.
Well, I meant the little monkeys, like another ball of monkeys. Oh. I did not want another ball of monkeys coming down towards us,
just rolling down the hall.
If we hadn't killed the ball of monkeys, would it be coming right now?
Now, if you said that, it would
this
have.
Is pretty far in.
So, had you asked at this point you hadn't killed them? Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, how far? A lone monkey.
Oh, it's one monkey.
A
and
single.
And then, like 500 more.
The around the corner.
It's
yeah.
like one chip here, guys. It's easy. And then just like a swarm.
Like the one cute lemur from fucking Madagascar.
Oh my God,
and then suddenly
yes.
all of the lemurs.
Where are you moving again?
Right within 30 feet of it. So
yeah, right at the Valkyrie.
Move back up. And yeah, we'll just switch my stare back to it, and we'll try another punch. Just flick another mage hand out at it. So it's actually just an attack roll, and that misses.
Cool.
Spectacularly.
How spectacular?
By two. As in, I rolled a 2.
Oh my God.
So close to a spectacular, spectacularly.
Mm. Tara.
Sweet. My turn again. Ooh, I look at this thing. It's like, you there, fiend. What is your name and what is your business here? What's your game? And as I say that, I say, doesn't matter. You're staying here with us. And I'm going to cast Dimensional Anchor.
Oh. Holy.
That 20.
Oh my God.
That
20. Oh
that
my 20. God.
That 20. I don't blow up. And it should automatically fail its save now. Yeah, it is now.
You know what? I think it's probably close to it. Roll me a D1000.
Hey, isn't Dimensional Anchor a ray?
A what?
Dimensional Anchor's a ray. It's a green ray that springs from your hand. Make a ranged touch attack.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, that's a nat 20! That's a nat 20!
It's an automatic hit.
Yeah.
Roll me a D1000.
1000 or 10,000?
10,000.
Yes. 10,000. Nice.
3,000. Zero. 3,000.
Roll the next goddamn number.
Yeah. Another zero. 3,002.
3,002. Nice.
Right. Yep. Okay, cool. I know what happens.
Yep.
You'll find out eventually. At one point in time. Oh, someday. Sometime in the future.
So now it's an angry monkey covered in a shimmering emerald field, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Whoa.
Is it like kind of like, you know, when you have like the old school like 3D polygons, like a green polygon fields over it? Like,
and I say, no, look at that.
Sorry,
I know your tricks,
that.
Fiend. I'm on to you.
Yeah, basically. Nice. All right. Yeah, definitely hit it. So what does it do?
It stops it from teleporting, basically. It locks it on this dimension. So it stops it from using dimensional anchor, include astral projection, blink, dimension door, ethereal jaunt, etherealness, gate, maze, plane shift, shadow walk, and teleport and similar spell-like abilities. The spell also prevents the use of a gate or teleportation circle for the duration of the spell.
So basically can't teleport. How long is this spell?
1 minute per level.
And what if you hypothetically don't make it, does that spell disappear?
No.
Oh,
no, it's just lost
spells. That's cool.
Yeah,
sweet. Okay, good.
What do you mean if I don't make it? What are you saying?
Trying to use
might,
nice words.
Might get killed very soon by this thing.
So this monkey looks at the two people between it, the squishy pink one or the squishy pink one. Which
hey,
is
I'm tan, thank
those,
you.
Sorry, the tanned one and the pink one. So the which is Callista and Milantica / Volcanus for those at home.
I'm not going by that name. Don't dead name me, bro.
I'm going to roll to see who it's going to punch at.
Oof.
Who wants high, who wants low?
I want a hug.
I'll go high because I'm taller.
It's good because you're a six. So it's going to wail on you. Bye. 27 to hit.
That hits.
Go. I don't know. How bad is it when I actually roll the right stats?
You're all right, Charmaine. AC, might be even
Max damage, 14 points of damage.
14.
First claw. Probably won't hit, I don't think. Oh, actually, no, it's plus 18. 26.
26 hits.
It literally has a plus by AC.
Oh, minimum damage, 9.
Okay.
Second one. Oh, yeah. I mean, if the 8 hit, the 9 definitely did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, max damage. 14 more points of damage.
Okay.
Oh.
Just wails and you fuffle steps backwards.
Piece of shit. Oh.
Fucker.
Yep.
He's looking good and he's like, "You little sister, be the first to die." Well, Digger, it's your turn.
Right, I am going to try and fire blast it again, and then 5 foot up to it. Same as last time. Bow. That is a 22 touch AC.
Yep.
Yep. And then spell resistance. That is a 21.
Hit.
So it's just yes. Fuck yes. Reflex save. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Reflex. Come on.
23. Fuck you.
Ooh,
I've never let anything on fire.
It's alright. One of those days, it doesn't cost you anything to do it. It's alright. One of those days.
Yeah, but it's like, that's what I was focused
We're
on.
We're also fighting like demon monkeys.
Yeah.
Demon fire resistant demon gorillas.
6 is 14 plus 10 is 24 fire damage.
Remember some other character that was great at setting people
then
on fire.
Fuck you. I'll 5 foot step in.
It's a different kind of setting people on fire. It does special shit.
Sounds the same to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's worked.
Yeah, 24 fire damage would be...
This is range damage you're doing, right? So if it was like standing next to you, this thing would be able to beat the shit of you if it didn't run away.
Yeah, that's... Cool. I'm like pressing it back, but it's still a ranged attack.
Callista.
All right, so even though it 5 foot stepped, I'm still within hitting range of it. I don't need to move from the winch.
You're guarding the winch.
Yeah, I'm going to stay there. I'm going to turn the face... No, I'm not going to die first. I'm going to attempt Stunning Fist as well with my first hit.
Yeah, yo.
Is that cocked or is it?
Nah,
I'll say it's that. Kind of... Yeah, it's that number. That's fine. 24 to hit?
Hits.
Yeah, it needs to make me a fortitude saving throw of 17.
Yeah, there's no possible 17. Way I can roll anything but a 1 and get this.
Hey, 5% chance.
Marshall, watch my roll for this to make sure I don't roll a 1.
Roll a 1.
That looks like a 1 to me.
You mean 17.
That's okay.
I had a 1 in it.
I can still hammer blow this shit. Oh. Ooh, 8 and a 9. 17. 17 plus 8. 17 plus 8.
25.
Thank you. That number.
Fucking hell.
25 punch. I'm going to follow it up. I'm going to...
There's also 3 damage. Precision and 2 bleed on that one.
Ooh.
That's a lot of fucking damage.
I'm gonna
keep it.
Finally, is it bleeding. Mr. Plus 22?
That's hysterical. Like I'm gonna use another stunning fist because my first 2 hits actually have a higher chance of hitting, so I'm just gonna do it again. 19 plus 12 to hit.
Oh yeah, hit.
Can it make me another fortitude save?
I need to roll anything but a 1, Callista. No.
I'm trying. Also, if I crit,
you don't fight fighters in combat.
10 damage.
Total?
Yeah, for my second punch.
And another 3 precision.
It's cold iron, so it still counts.
Yahoo.
All right.
And then my third attack, just a normal punch, elbow, kick, whatever.
Wait, did you include your precision damage in the last one?
Yeah, on the second one, cool.
I rolled pretty fucking good. God, 24.
Hits.
Yahoo.
Damage.
11.
Yeah. Jesus.
Only she was amazing. Flanking. Having those sneak attacks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she could have added a sneak attack from her new ring.
Yeah.
But she didn't.
I spin on his.
Marcella.
She's protecting the chain. Hand. She's doing good work.
Yep.
She's a little ball and chain.
I spit.
I can't even touch this thing. I'm going to cut it off. And I'm going to cast Vanish on myself and start making my way around.
All right, change your mini. We got the invisible minis now.
We do!
Invisible minis.
So exciting. Minis. Invisible minis?
Invisible minis.
Hold it down, Callista. Marcello's run away again.
I trust him.
That's full of
Yeah, it was very convincing.
Fool of a talk.
I'll cut it off.
Taro. Speaking of which.
He says, informing out of his plans.
All right, how's Callista looking? I saw she's got wailed on by this motherfucker. I got
fine.
I got something dumb for my heel though. You can just what is it? Plus 17. Yeah, no. So
on a scale of 1 to 22. Fucked, what's your on a scale how of fine, how minimum beaten. Health to maximum health, what are you looking at?
How beaten?
Yeah, you know, about not too
you
good.
You work with kids, you need to be able to work out percentages quicker than this.
let's just say 50%. Yeah. Under 50%.
Oh,
fuck, okay.
Bloodied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we use that term here, yes.
No, we don't.
that's why I was struggling because I wanted to say it. And I was like, we use that term. Yeah, under 50.
Oh, it's damaged.
We'll stay with us. Okay. Well, instead, look, I don't know. If there's any point to doing what else I was gonna do. I'm gonna do it anyway because it might have some bearing on protecting her. So I'm gonna walk up, just 5 foot step up behind her and say. Saren Ray, protect this one as best you can, and I'm going to cast Shield of Faith on her.
Oh.
Don't fail, you get plus 3 AC.
Plus
3.
3? Ooh.
So you're up to 25. I mean, it's not going to do anything, it's going to hit you every time anyway, yeah.
But you know.
I hope you don't die next turn.
you can say you tried.
If you do.
Can
you
I
can
get
say
a
you tried.
Check from you, please, Marshall?
Yeah, 30.
Yeah. From behind you, just hear this like...
Oh, shit.
But it's not like the like swarms of you just hear this singular and like you turn around and look behind you and see like just scooting around the corridor is like a much smaller sized baboon looking right at you and it like stops as it skids around the corner.
I look at it. I mouth open, waiting for it to do something. We stare at each other.
And it's the giant monkey's turn. It's gonna keep wailing. No, actually, you know what? It's going to 5 foot step back. You see it do something. Tarok, you're there, and I can actually see this who has any kind of spellcraft.
Nope.
Ooh, 24.
Yeah, you definitely know it. Cast telekinesis, and as you watch the witch next to Callista's unlatches itself again.
No!
Fucker! Piece of
shit. Drop another 5 feet. They're now 15 feet above the fire.
They are.
Very clever, ape man.
Mill and Ticker.
I'll get the children.
Did you say you'll get the children?
Yeah, well, you can.
We've determined that I can't
you
get the children.
You can't get the children.
Fine, if it's going to keep backing away, as a move action, I'm going to gather power. And I'm going to blast it with my pyroclastic blast this time. Which doesn't have to be explosions because it's a normal attack.
Doesn't matter where you roll, it hits.
26 to hit, it's AC?
Yeah.
Cool. Reflex save. It's still burning, so it may... Never going to...
It's fine.
What did it get?
29.
Fuck. I hate this thing so much.
Light they have stupid reflex fire. And stupid form.
That's stupid everything. It's stupidly big and strong.
It's a big monkey.
Five.
It's a creature
10.
I made. It's always blinking. It has like specific things that it's good at.
26, 27, 28 plus 22 is... 28 plus 22 is 50?
Yes, it sounds like maths.
50 damage. Half of it's bludgeoning. Half of it's fire. So 25 bludgeoning, 25 fire. No, it doesn't count as cold down or anything.
Okay. So you like gather this power and like you watch, you all of you watch as he pulls like the ash off the top of the burning like giant brazier next to it.
Oh, I got ash and fire right there. Just yeah.
And he like literally it pulls it off this and throws it at the creature and like it so wraps cool. around this giant ape demon. And this ape is just like raging around you all. And it seems to inhale it and wrap around it and burns it to a cinder and he seems to compress it almost inside the ape until it like burns and stops moving.
I stole Callista's kill. Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, something's going to die.
And the ape drops dead and stops moving. Callista, though, the winch next to you is still...
Yeah, I grab it and start pulling it, pulling the kids back up.
All right.
Can I do that in the same round?
Stop
or?
Them. You can stop them. They're still 15 feet above the fire right now.
Yep.
But you can't start pulling them up. You
I can't
stop
pulling
them
it up.
First.
Yep. I stop them first for now. And I'm facing away from the kids. I want to see whatever's happening up there.
All right. Marcelo, it's your turn.
All right, I make my way around the fire. Just to court towards this statue. But I stay invisible. This place is... There's still monkey sounds going on, right?
There's like a minor monkey sound. Or you hear
so the alarm stopped, is what it's saying?
Oh, no. There's still that... Like yeah. Actually, no. The alarm sound seems to have like subsided.
Died down as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
All you can hear is like a singular monkey. That's like...
Keep it as a pet.
Can you see it? And you just hear my voice around. Can you... Are there any others?
I stare at the monkey.
Is there anything else?
Hang on, let me check.
I can hear more.
Can I take a 5-foot step forward
at least
and shove
one
my
more.
Burning hand right into like the middle of the like the gorilla?
On your turn, you might be able to.
Okay.
Marcelo?
Oof. Yeah. Well, like I've moved around here. I'm not going to do any other spells or anything. Can I just... Yeah.
All right, so you stay there.
Well, look perception at this. Look at the statue next to me. Yeah, but basically wanted to do a perception check. Look around my environment. 31!
Fuck ooh.
You.
This statue is much more segmented than a normal statue should be. It looks strange. Like, the rest of the statues you've seen have been, like, covered in this thin layer of, like, dust and stuff like that. This one is not covered in that. Meanwhile...
Wait.
Tarok. there's, like, a young baboon at the door that is looking directly at you. And it kind of like starts walking towards you.
What's its intention look like? Does it have death in its eye?
When I say young baboon, I mean like this is like a tiny creature, right? Like this is a small monkey-sized baboon, and it seems to be looking at you. Just
does it have hatred in its eyes?
Hatred.
19.
No, it just seems to be like walking up towards you.
Oh. I put my scimitar and like kneel down. And it comes towards
and it bites you in the face.
And it kind of like walks up towards you and like nuzzles your hand.
Hi there, little critter.
And it shoves poo right in your face.
And just like kind of like crawls up and like slips itself into your backpack and
it's tails everything.
You gained a familiar.
Oh! What?
It'll give you a +3 to climb checks.
Oh, what a familiar.
Oh my God.
So yeah, you have a familiar now. It's a monkey / baboon familiar.
Does he get like awareness as well for having the familiar
no,
with
no.
him?
Oh, it gives him the bonuses of a familiar in regards to the +3 to climb checks, but that's it.
You got a pet monkey.
Oh my God.
Name him as you will.
Mm-hmm. Now you have a kid too.
Melon Ticker, you were saying you wanted to...
Yeah, I'm going to walk up and take my burning hand and like shove it into the... So is it still, like, mostly in one piece or not?
Yeah, 100%.
Right, so yeah, I'm going to walk up, take my burning hand, and, like, try and, like, insert it into its chest just to make sure that it's dead.
And all of you just smell this burning flesh. Just smell just as you can see.
I think it's dead.
Kalima.
Except there's a little grab because it just carbonizes. Yeah, pull my hand out and shake it off. It's definitely dead.
Yep, and I believe Calista will then... Start cranking it up so that I don't continue to hear to smell burning meat from behind me.
I mean, I can cook some right over here for you.
No, my kids
you still smell it. Not the kids, though. This
not
time,
the kids, thank
least.
God. Yeah, I winched them up slowly.
Dude, you must have fucked that monkey up.
She actually, both of you nailed the shit out of it. Like, your blast still hurt it, just, and she missed a lot of the time, as both
yeah.
of you kind of like Marcelo. Yeah. What were you asking me for? Sorry, I cut you off.
On purpose, probably.
Yeah.
Detect magic on the statue.
The entire altar, which is the entire platform, is magical.
Oh, God.
First round. Tyron.
Oh, hey there. You're a cheeky little one. You're confident, aren't you? And I pick him up and like, he's like, what are you doing here? You don't look like the other ones.
He starts like picking like your like your graying and your soul
hey,
in the
stop
beard.
That.
Millen Digger? I'm sure you're playing the new monkey. Who the fuck wouldn't?
How do we get the kids down now?
That can you get rid of the fire?
Hold up.
You can do the thing, can't you?
Like, it's a giant burning brazier. It would take a while.
Let's have a look. Yeah,
giant blast of wind.
The coals are too burning hot. That would probably flame them more than anything.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think I can turn out fires. I'm good at turning on fires.
Useless.
Not really, unfortunately. I could try and shoot the chain down, but they might just fall into the fire.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Yeah, well then I'm not going to be much help, unfortunately. I'm good at lighting things on fire, not the other.
All right.
One.
Well. I should be able to climb up.
Well, look. Why don't I try and winch it for you, and you go get them?
Yeah, sounds good.
Cool. Can I winch it? Does it have a strength requirement or not?
No.
Okay. Cool.
It's a winch. They're literally designed so weak.
No, I'm gonna quickly.
So I'll just like with one arm. I'll just
hold up. What am I even doing? I'm just gonna quickly channel as well.
On your turn.
Oh, sorry, it's my story turn, my buddy.
We're still going
to my bad. Yeah, my bad.
Which scares me.
Yep.
Well, all right. The kids are dangling above a burning fire.
Yeah, but they're not in danger.
I've swapped positions so that...
Mel and Tiki can do it.
Yep.
Tarik, now it's your
turn. Sorry. Hold up, little I got to do something. Saren Rae, once more, grant us your grace and all love, blah, 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 blah.
And I
love it.
Channeled for 15.
Hey, thank you.
Perception check from you.
Oh boy.
Selectively channel. 16. Oh wait, 26. Plus 19.
When you do that, you glance behind you, you see the monkey itself actually has this like weird little Ankh symbol that glows when you channel energy on its forehead.
Oh, celestial my. Monkey.
No, I reckon. What is this? Oh, is this a gift, my lady? Have I done well?
Ticker.
I
start cranking.
Crank
your mate, mate.
Blessed.
It goes up, but much, much slower than Callisto.
No, it goes up at the fucking same rate.
It's a fucking winch.
For you.
Callisto.
Alright.
Winches are still variable depending on how fast you winch them.
Okay. This is very, very, very questionable decision right now. Callisto's going to start climbing the chain.
Don't
is
you
that
boots?
A.
Nope.
Nope. But either way, like it's.
Oh, you got the
most.
Because how else. I can't.
How the fuck could they get up
there?
This
is not. Yeah, exactly. This is not big brain at all. Like,
well, they probably like had it down, put them on, lifted it up, and then lit them on fire.
Yeah.
I got an idea.
That's the problem.
Seems like way too much effort.
Step into the fire.
But I can't. Not that much.
Look, lower them down, I'll catch them.
Well, no. What if does anyone have rope?
I mean, yeah, we've all got rope, right?
if I can climb up, hand them rope, and we can pull them down at an angle.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would work.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah.
Brad, what kind of magic?
I take out a loop of rope that every adventurer has.
They don't count.
But say you made a golem. What kind of magic would it give off?
It wouldn't. They are different. They are a creature. There would be a knowledge arcana check to know that they are.
Cool. Jonty, can I get a knowledge arcana check, please?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they wouldn't necessarily count as magic.
25.
All right. And you're looking at this stone creature with four tentacles, two heads, a large-sized stone thing on the... altar next to you, and you just hear the grating sound of stone just
guys,
it's gonna roll its initiative.
Oh boy. Oh no.
You know indeed, because I rolled pretty friggin' high. It's gonna slot in right where the monkey is. Marcelo, you are the only one looking at it. You will get the surprise round. This is a surprise round because the rest of you were not looking at that creature at all. So Marcelo, you get to act before it just.
Guys, I think it's coming to life! I want to try and identify it a bit more.
So would you roll with your knowledge arcana?
25.
It's a very specialized creature.
Oh, dear.
Called a Lemurian Golem.
What the fuck?
4 stone tentacles extend from the body of this towering statue, each undulating of its own accord.
Ooh.
2 sculpted baboon heads sprout from its shoulders, maws agape with a look of menace. It's obviously a construct, I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you one other thing with the 25.
I think the only thing Marcelo cares about, and just tell me what I already know, what's it immune to?
It is immune to its construct traits.
Can I get those?
It has a spell.
Am I allowed to get those?
It has a spell resistance of 18. I'll give you that.
Oh, that's better than most golems. They're just immune.
It's better than the monkey. Monkey's one that's higher.
Well, no, most golems are immune to magic, full stop.
That's what I was worried about.
But they're immune to mind affecting. They're immune to like
death effects, disease, mind affecting, compulsions, phantasms, patterns, morale, necromancy, paralysis, poison, sleep, stun, and any effect it requires.
What about
fortitude
love?
Save? They're not subject to non-lethal ability, drain, ability, damage, fatigue, exhaustion, or energy drain. Not at risk of death from method of damage. Not that we're doing that.
I didn't hear lightning.
Yeah,
you did everything. Everything that you.
I don't think I heard precision either. In that list.
Well, they used to be, but not anymore.
No,
they're actually
not in Pathfinder.
Yeah.
No.
3.5 they used to be, but not anymore.
I'm also going to give you a bonus thing. Lemurian demons are specifically dangerous because anything struck by a Lemurian golem must make a fortitude save or take constitution damage from the rock in their attacks. Every attack it does has a demonic rot attached to it. Deals
scarlet rot.
Unsubscribe.
Yeah. Alright, but yeah.
I know that reference.
Round, you get an action or a move.
An action or a move. Holy cow. Okay, my move would be to basically run closer to my companions while invisible so they can hear me when I say, "It's coming to life, the statue! Turn around! Stop playing with your monkey!"
Wow.
And this creature is going to charge Callisto.
Wait.
No, she's not technically there because she moved to go and fiddle with the chain.
No, I'm not climbing
that's
up.
That's exactly where
no,
she was.
No, I was right there. I moved so that you could take
so
over.
So it's going to charge. It'll stay 10 feet away.
No, Callisto.
It's going to reach out with one of its claws. Sorry, one of its tentacles.
25 AC.
Cool. And like AC like, matters in Pathfinder.
I know, yeah, I know, right?
Oh, no, wait, it's a surprise. I'm flat-footed. Less than that.
Which is...
It hits.
Yeah. Look, I rolled a 6, so yeah.
What?
I got a 27.
What?
Boom.
You rolled a 6? This game is dumb. Whoever designed this game is stupid.
No, constructs always have a massive
to hit. That's just dumb. Like, how could what? Look, that's 27 off a 6.
Is it a fear?
That's plus 21 to hit.
Golems are dumb.
Like, all that matters is I hit, okay?
I also forgot about
Bless.
I didn't
do much damage. I only did 10 points of damage.
Nice.
Because I didn't crit. But I need a fort save.
Oh.
So I'm sure you can pass.
Oh, we say that, but my dice might say
is
otherwise.
Is it a disease-based effect?
We'll find out in a moment.
It's supernatural.
Okay, I rolled a 13 plus 9.
Yeah, fine.
21 to
there. I love Marshall's incredulity when it comes to this.
I mean, that's like all of Brad's characters. How are you surprised?
Yeah.
Why are you plus 11.
Yeah, exactly. Brad's got plus 11. That's twice a Brad. And it has 4 arms.
Oh, you're right. It's dual nature. So the other half of the head.
Oh, no!
Because there's 2 baboon heads there.
Ooh.
So I need everybody to roll me a will save. As the second head howls.
Can I add plus 21 to this?
I'm not. Oh, no.
Why does it sound like a wolf?
Yeah.
Is it a fear effect?
Oh.
Supernatural.
Is it a supernatural fear effect? Though?
What sort of... rolled very low.
That fail. I rolled very low.
Yeah, I guess.
Because
yeah.
We get Bless.
Yeah, we all get Bless.
Yep.
We get plus 1.
So okay,
we get a plus 1.
Head,
11 with Bless?
So I rolled a 7, but with my plus 17 against fear effect.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's 24.
Okay, so I have a...
Chris has like multiple sheets out. She's what am I doing?
Okay, so I have... I rolled a 9. So my will is 3, so that makes it a 12. Plus the bless, that's 13. I get a plus 2 against fear, so that's 15.
I think that's good.
Is it an enchantment spell, an effect?
No.
Yeah, no, that's not it.
I go 14.
Cool.
15?
I'm fogged. All right, so everyone but Tarok is shaken. Marcelo. Top of the round, your turn.
Oh, thank God.
Because that was the surprise round.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
This thing might have 2 heads so it can think more.
I touch myself. I am no longer shaken.
Yeah, you do.
Touch treatment. I'm no longer shaken.
When I think about me, I touch myself.
And then
myself.
With my last bit of invisibility, I'm going to run around behind it. And then my vanish wears off.
Yeah, I guess it can't see you, so you can do what you want. Tarok.
Fuck, what is this thing? Oh, stay with me, buddy. It'll be all right.
I'm going to put the little monkey up behind on my shoulder. I don't even know what to do with this.
Damn it. Salmon Ray.
Be with the, can I charge it from here?
You can try to. Can you I get an attack of opportunity because you're moving through a certain space?
Oh, I guess so. It's got rage, does it?
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, 2 attacks of opportunity.
What?
Dual nature gets
attacks
opportunity.
Fuck.
Whoa. I said I'd do it. I'm an idiot. I'm charging. I'm going to die here.
Twice.
This is dumb. I'm so dumb. I'm so sorry. I'm an idiot.
31, 37, both going to hit.
Yeah.
That's going to be... Oh, I rolled a 1 and a 2, so that's not so bad. That's only... Tentacles... 9 and 10 points of damage.
So 19.
Yeah.
But
plus 2 fort saves.
Yeah.
Oh.
36. Hang on a sec. Fort save the first. Natural 16. So.
Yep.
That's pretty good. That's a 24 for me. Another natural 18. 24. Boom! Boom! I cop it. And I come down with my mighty scimitar. it's a natural. Well, every time I go to attack, I just dog shit. So 2 18s, then a 3. So that's 9 plus 3. So it's plus 9.
Don't forget bless.
So it's 13 plus 2, 15. It's 15 for charging. Apparently I'm flanking, so 17.
Not flanking, he's not in base base combat.
Yeah, he is.
Yes, he is.
He's behind him.
No.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right, so it's
its turn. Curse these dice.
It's turn.
The other head.
Oh, yeah, we still don't have a turn, do we?
Everyone roll me a will save.
Oh, no.
Nat 20.
Same.
I wanted that on the fucking
street. Dirty 20.
I just did, not dumb.
A dirty 20.
Same.
You are very lucky, Calista, and as well, your little ticket that you saved... You guys have been fucking running for the hills, had you not? You're very lucky you rolled. What did you get total?
20.
Okay, so you're fine total. Some as well. Yeah. I'll be yours.
But I also cured my shaken.
Yeah, so you fail both. First one, shaken. Second one, run for the hills.
Frightened, yeah.
Alright. So yeah, that'll stop at least 2 attacks of 4 rounds this time, because that's 2 of the heads. But yeah, they've just become aware of someone behind them. So it seems like I have to start wailing at people. Who wants to be high, Winston? Who wants to be low?
I'll get low, baby.
Yeah, I'll be high.
I'll get down and dirty. Yeah.
That's alright, we got 1 tentacle coming at each person.
Come at me!
Nice trade.
I don't think I can actually miss. We
Nat
went
20.
Low, was it going to be a 25 against you, Marcelo? So I think I hit.
Do you still have a mirror image left?
Yeah, I would actually.
Oh, you actually would. So I actually need to roll to miss you on the attack of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You're on high or low?
I'm in the middle.
No, there's no middle.
There's no middle anymore. There's only one.
I'm high and low. I want high.
You want to be high?
No, I want to be low. I was low on the other one as well. I'm low.
Okay. You have no images left, so that last attack.
We'll just do it for this attack, because the other ones just say, like, okay, the attack of opportunity here, because we've already done that shit. Cool.
So that's roll damage then. But you have actually this one doesn't roll damage against you.
Yes, yeah. So this one misses.
So, but you, Marcelo, you take a nice slap of 16 points of damage.
Ooh.
Sorry, 12 points of damage.
Okay.
12, and I need a fort save.
Oh,
Oh boy.
You've got it, baby.
16? It's my weakest save. No.
No, you seem fine.
You seem...
Oh, wait. Can I get it to roll a will saving throw? Because now that it's hit me, my illusion of calm might not work.
16 or 20?
Yeah, that beats it.
Also, is it a mind affecting? Because it's immune to mind affecting.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's immune.
No, this is just an illusion.
Oh, but illusions are by the nature of mind affecting usually.
This is an illusion. It's a figment.
No, it's a figment. Yeah.
Okay.
I literally just read it.
Yeah. No, it's a figment. All right. Milantika.
Right. So this thing was like it's locked in place. It's not dropping, right? So.
What do you mean drop?
The winch.
The winch. He's holding it now.
Because
it's
locked. It's locked in place.
Well, you cranked it, so you need to lock it in place. But yeah.
Well, no, it locks in place when it is cranked, because that way it doesn't go down. Is there any point in me trying to grapple this thing?
You can try. Don't ask.
Don't try. It's always an option.
Always an option.
Hey, what's my best option, Leo?
Grappling.
just kill it.
Fuck it.
Just fight it, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to try grappling.
Fisticuffs. Don't even worry about weapons.
Don't worry. Exactly.
Good idea.
I agree.
Should I kiss it?
Just make out with it.
Yeah. Tell the people what you got, Brad.
I got a nat 20.
On what, though? What did you do?
On a grapple check.
On a I've...
Nice! Is there any point in trying to grapple it?
Technically, yes. That
yeah!
It can't not work. So I jump on it, and I hug it, and I blow myself up.
Oh, why do you stand there?
Right next to Tara?
Well, I'm grappling it. I'm base-to-base contact. So. I blow myself up, but it doesn't actually... I don't explode. I just... I burn myself, is what I mean. I take a point of burn. Which means I really hope it's not immune to fire damage, because otherwise I'm going to do a bunch of fucking damage to myself. So this is my fifth point into my scorching skin, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to wait at home while we do all the maths.
Yeah, so my searing, where is it? Fucking somewhere here. Searing flesh, here we go.
Hold on, he's moving 17 pages out of the way to get to the bottom of these
pages. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18. So I would do 18 points of damage if I touch someone, which means 36 points of damage in a grapple. And because this is the turn that I do it, I double that. 36 becomes 72 points of fire damage, plus 10 for my burning shirt. So that's 82 points of fire damage, plus 3d6.
If you would like to tell Brad how broken that bullshit is, please write to...
How to break the game with Brad Kagan.
94.
I'm going to go back to playing 5e.
All that math sounds so broken.
So, 95 points of fire damage, and I permanently have 8 less HP for the rest of the day.
Is it immune to fire?
I fucking hope so.
82 points.
No, 85. No, hang on. No, didn't I say 95?
Tis but a scrap.
How much did I say? 95 points of fire damage.
Oh, I wasn't keeping track.
95 fire damage. Is it immune to fire?
Fire damage, right?
Yeah, it's immune to fire.
Yeah, I wasn't counting.
Fuck! Seriously?
No, beautiful. I wasn't counting.
It's immune to fire?
Apparently.
I mean, my Marcelo read out a list.
You're wrapped around this giant stone statue, and it apparently seems to be immune to fire damage. This giant stone statue was, sorry, apparently devoted to a demon lord.
The other demons burn.
Apparently, this one seems immune to fire damage.
It's
Let's
not
see
working.
How this works out next week.
This is not working!
Oh, no!
Goblin podcast is a production of the Hobbled Goblin Company. The Savage Tide Adventure Path was originally written by Paizo Publishing under license from Wizards of the Coast for Dungeons & Dragons 3.5 edition. It was rewritten by Liam J. Cottrell to the Pathfinder 1st edition rule set in the world of Galarian. both of which are the property of Paizo Incorporated. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or find out more at our website, thehobbledgoblin.com.